And we know for sure that it was muktzeh b'tchilas hayom of Shabbos, and it's going to remain muktzeh throughout the whole Shabbos. But it was only muktzeh the first 10 minutes of Ben Hashmashas, and the next 15 minutes of Ben Hashmashas it was not. So who says it was even muktzeh b'tchilas hayom? Maybe the first 10 minutes is yom, and the last 15 minutes is laila. So b'tchilas hayom it wasn't muktzeh at all. So that's why Rashi writes, has been migdus katzoi called Ben Hashmashas. The whole Ben Hashmashas is solid. It was muktzeh. So yeah, b'tchilas hayom of Shabbos it was muktzeh. So then it remains muktzeh the whole Shabbos.
What was the other way around? It started out not being muktzeh and became muktzeh. What was the
same thing? Same thing. Same thing, yeah. Well, that has to do with our Gemara. So now the Gemara has a suffix. It's lahakil. Now the Gemara has a suffix. This din of migdus katzoi leben hashmashis is katzoi lekul yoima. If something was muktzeh b'tchilas hayom, it remains. And the sibas ha muktzeh, the sibas ha katzoi disappears. The reason, let's say something is a basis l'davar hasha. Somebody left some money on top of a plate. He always leaves his money on a cash register. He always leaves his money on this tray. So the tray is a basis l'davar hasha. So let's say in the middle of Shabbos, all of the money was removed. A nochri came and he took away all the money. But the plate is going to remain muktzeh, is going to remain migdus katzoi. But the whole Shabbos, even though it's no longer a basis l'davar hasha, the sibas ha muktzeh disappeared. But since it was muktzeh b'tchilas hayom, it remains the whole day. So the Gemara had a shaila over here. What would be the din in the following case? In the beginning of the day, it was not muktzeh. That's on the bottom of Chavav on the base. B'tchilas hayom, it was not muktzeh. Let's say Shabbos morning for a few hours.
Somebody put money there.
So if someone else puts money on my tray, that's called Eidan Amos Adov Hashem Shaloi. He can't ask on my tray. If someone cooks my basa b'cholov, Taisa says, you don't say Eilan Moshe Dov Shein Shalai. Taisa says, Takashi and Yivam, it's not that way. So someone pours milk into my flesh, why don't you say Eilan Moshe Dov Shein Shalai? Taisa says, it doesn't apply. Basa b'cholov, you don't need das. The only time you say Eilan Moshe Dov Shein Shalai is when you need das, when you need machshava. So by mukta you do it. By basa b'cholov, you do need machshava, because the din is that if you leave money on a plate, it becomes a basa only if it's meniach. The Gemara says, if it's shocheach, I ran home late on Friday afternoon and started taking out my wallet, and I leave the wallet here and this there and everything. I forgot. I left the wallet on the pillow. So even after you knock off the wallet, you can't use the pillow. No, the pillow doesn't become a bus's davar. So he didn't mean to leave it there. It was shocheach. He forgot all about it. He left it there by accident. So the only time something becomes a bus's davar haser is if it's meniach with machshavah. So let's say after Nochri comes on Shabbos morning and puts his wallet on my pillow. So that's called shacheach. It doesn't matter what he's maniach. Eilan Amos Adov Hashem Shaloi. He's nishken balabas on my pillow to make my pillow into a bas as a davar asur. But let's say the nachri comes and he has a lot of money and I say, put the money down over here. I want a daft over here. So then I'm telling him to... So that, you have the machshavas ha-bailam. The bailam gives permission and he comes. And then the nachri does his work, whatever he's working. I don't know what he came to the house for. And then he leaves 2 hours later and he takes his money with him. So then the Gemara has a suffix. Would you say migudis katzoi le'emtza hayom? Is the deed only migudis katzoi if something was muktzeh b'tchilas hayom? Tchilas hayom is kaveh for the whole day? Or do you say no? Migudis katzoi for any part of the day, the rest of the day will remain muktzeh. So that was the Gemara suffix. Do you say yesh muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos? Or a muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos means if something, of course there's muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos. Something can become muktzeh in the middle of Shabbos. That was not the doubt,
that was not the stuff of the Gemara.
You break a glass of garbage, you finish eating, you're left over with eggshells or something like that. Of course it becomes muktzeh, but the suffix of the Gemara was, if something became muktzeh l'miktzas hayom, b'emtzah ha-Shabbos, and then the sibas ha-haktzor disappears b'sof hayom, do you say migdus katzoi l'emtza Shabbos is farfal until the rest of the day? Is katzoi l'sofa Shabbos? And you say no, that alok of migdus katzoi only depends on tchilos hayom. So the maskone comes out l'hokel. The Gemara comes out l'maskone that you only ain muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos. The din of migdus katzoi only applies b'tchilos hayom. It's not a din anything that became muktzeh in the middle of the day remains muktzeh throughout. The din of migdus katzoi is only if the tchilas hayom was muktzeh. So your case would also be the same. You ask, what happens if the first 10 minutes of Shabbos, the first, let's say, Ben Hashmash is a period of time, let's say 25 minutes, a block of time, 25 minutes. So the first 10 minutes of the Ben Hashmash, it was not buses, and it became a buses for the next 15 minutes. So, and then it was no longer a bus. So would you say Migdus Katsoy or not? So also not. Because you don't say Migdus Katsoy le'emtza hayom is Katsoy le'kula yom. It has to be Dafke b'tchilas hayom. So we don't know whether Tchilas hayom is the last 50 minutes or the first 10 minutes. Maybe the Tchilas hayom is the first 10 minutes, so it was not Mukta at all. And the fact that it was Mukta the last 15 minutes of Din HaShmashas, that's Emtza Shabbos. Emtza Shabbos doesn't answer to the end of Shabbos.
But it's philosophic which part it was.
Right. So yeah. Rabbi Kivega points out, Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch points out that Rashi writes in Shabbos, Migdus Katsoy, the Bein HaShmashas, called Bein HaShmashas. The Prima Gaudim also points out that Rashi.
The whole Bein HaShmashas.
Prima Gaudim and Rabbi Kivega, they both point out. It's only the whole Bein HaShmashas, because otherwise you say, Safik the Rabbana, Lakula. The whole Din of Mukta is on the Rabbana.
It's only the Pasuk of Rabbi Yossi, that Bein HaShmashas can have Fayim.
Okay. Then,
but there is
Bein HaShmashas Geherafayim. I remember there used to be a balabas in my father's shul. On Matzoi Shabbos, he was always wondering why does my father live the Rav in the shul? Why does he wait so long for Oish Shabbos? The Gemara says Bein HaShmashas. One Tana says Bein HaShmashas is Geherafayim. It's the bat of an eyelash. When you blink your eyes, the whole Bein HaShmashas.
You have to observe sunset in Israel.
Huh? Yeah.
You have to observe sunset in Israel.
No. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi's opinion Bein HaShmashas Geherafayim, it's not 25 minutes a whole block, it's just a half a minute. But which half a minute?
Yeah,
the Gemara says it's not the first half a minute after Shkia. It's either the last half a minute of Rabbi Yehuda's 25 minutes,
yeah.
Or it's the next half a minute after his 25 minutes is up. It could be Rabbi Yossi's Geherafayim is machma another half a minute after. The Gemara Nida has two versions of what Rabbi Yossi said when the Geherafayim is. But no one says that it's the first Geherafayim after the Shkia. Nobody says like that. Rabbi Yossi holds the first 24 and a half minutes. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds first 25 minutes after Shkia is Bein HaShmashas, Lam Hazon. Safik Yom, Safik Laila. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, the first 24 and a half minutes is Vadayom. And the next half minute, the next Geherafayim, that's the Safik Yom, Safik Laila. But no one says that it's Oish Shabbos right away, a half a minute after the Shkia. There's no Shita like that. Yeah. I don't know. Good kasha. So good kasha. Why not consider a davar sheyesh lamatir? I don't know. Muktzah l'achila. Muktzah l'achila is a davar sheyesh lamatir. And if you have a beitza, something in older the Shabbos, something like, yeah, because you only can eat the beitza once. So instead of eating it, asher tachlena beitza, tachlena beheta. Don't eat the egg today on Shabbos. You have a suffix. Maybe it's not on Shabbos. Yeah. Eat it after Havdol. But the tiltul, I want
to
be metaltola today. I want to be metaltola tomorrow. That's how the tzlach said. That muktzah l'tiltul is not considered a davar sheyesh lamatir. That's how the tzlach said on the first day. So here the Gemara was discussing. This is the topic that we left off last week. The Gemara had the shaila whether yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos or ein muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. And the words mean, Chatzis Shabbos, something can become Muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. That's not a suffix. The suffix was if something became, this, there was a Siba that something became Muktzah chatzis Emtza Shabbos, and then the Siba Haktzah disappears, the Sof Hayom. So do you say, Migdus Katzoy l'Emtza Shabbos is Katzoy the Sof HaShabbos? And you say, no. That Allah only depends on the Tchilas Hayom. So the Gemara comes l'maskana l'hokil. That it only depends on Tchilas Hayom. So Tosis here has a kasha. The top tesis on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph has a kasha. When you learn Gemara Shabbos, they have the same tesis there. So Apella, they don't point it out. Usually they tell you to look in parallel. The Zelba tesis is there. It's a tesis Yishonim. Yeah, it's not a regular tesis. The tesis Yishonim and Shabbos on the side in little letters. So the tesis has hatakasha. There's a Beferishi Gemara there that says like this: live animals have a din of muktzah. All din ha-muktzah is midirabbana. So live animals, there's a mishnah, ein mishtam shem b'balichan. It starts off the din like this: you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos or Yontif because gzeira that you may break off a branch from the tree in order to whip the horse, in order to encourage him to go faster. If you break off a branch from the tree, it's a malacha. So that's why they made gzeira d'rabbana, not allowed to ride on a horse. Then they made the extended that gzeira. Not only that, you're not permitted to ride on a horse, you're not allowed to be mishtamish in any balichan. Let's say to lean.
You ride and make him work.
That the Gemara doesn't consider a problem because we say Achai Noisei Satzmai. The horse is carrying a person.
It does say he's
carrying. If I put a valise on the horse, that'll be a violation of Shvisas Behemto. My animal is carrying a valise. But if the animal carries me, the animal carries a person who can walk on his own. Then the Gemara says, there's no Issa deraisa. There's an Issa derabbanan that I'm not allowed to carry, let's say a child who can walk on his own, so that's a gzera derabbanan that I'm not allowed to carry. But they were never gzera that gzera derabbanan on the horse. On the bala horse, we're talking, of course, on the horse now. The whenever goes at that, if it's my behemoth, there's no shvisis behemto if I'll ride on the horse. That's not a violation of shvisis behemto. If I put a valise on the horse, that's my violation of shvisis behemto. But if I ride on the horse, that's not shvisis behemto. The problem is, the xera that I may break off a branch. Xera
the
rabban.
The valise is very small.
Why?
Let's say Mishkei Mukhtar. Let's say
a loaf of bread.
A safer. Okay. A safer. Mishkei Mukhtar. Okay. So the Chachamim wanted to, so they made a Gzeira Derabbanan not only Osa Lirkov ala Chamor, ala Sus, Eim Ishtam Shem Balachan. You're not even allowed to lean on an animal. You're not allowed to play with an animal. Let's say a person has a pet. So you're not allowed to play with the pet on Shabbos. They treated Balachan like Mukhtar Mamish. So despite the fact that it says in the Gemara that Balachan have the status of Mukhtar, this Gzeira Derabbanan, because Eim Ishtam Shem Balachan. If you have something that has absolutely no ishtamshes whatsoever. Yeah. So those stuff mukta, piece of junk, something that has no ishtamshes, is considered mukta. So nonetheless, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, that Tosafot quotes a Braisa in Shabbos, that has a case. You have, let's say, pigeons were born, and the pigeons are unable to fly yet. They were just born, and they have to hop down a ways from the nest to crawl on the earth in order to take a walk, in order to get, if they're going to fall down, they're going to break their bones. They're not old enough to be able to walk. So they need a step ladder. They need something there. So the Gemara says you're permitted to put a box, a crate, something next to the nest so the little chicks, the little young pigeons should be able to roll out of the
nest the
and bounce onto the box and then bounce onto the ground. The Tosafot strikes Akasha, but you're making it Mukta. Aren't you making it? And then it says in the Braisa, and after the pigeons are off, you can go use the box again like normal, because it wasn't Mukta before you started, and it's not Mukta after you finish. It's only Mukta temporarily. Called man the pigeons are on, it is Mukta, but after the pigeons go, it's Mukta because Basas Dover Asa, because the pigeons are Mukta, and it's Miskavin, it's not Shocheach. It's Meniach. I put the box there, the maze to be miskaven, that the pigeons should go walk on the box. It's called man. The pigeons are jumping on the box is mukta. And once the pigeons are gone, then it's no longer mukta. For Tais Akasha, how can the Gemara raise a question whether Yesh mukta l'chati Shabbos or Ein mukta l'chati Shabbos? What do you say? Nigar is katzoy la'emtza ha-Shabbos. Is katzoy l'saif ha-Shabbos. Of the Ferishi Braisa in Gemara Shabbos, it comes out the right answer. It says there it's mutter and says over here also it's mutter. The maskana stimmt. It says Lahakal there on Shabbos, it says Lahakal here. But why don't they quote, what's the Havamina? Why don't they quote an offener? I think it's even Mishnah. Mishnah. Yes, it could even Mishnah. Be, it's a Mishnah there.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Koifin as a Salaf Ne'efrech.
Yeah, it's a Mishnah.
Pardon me? What do you mean, a Gzeir Drabban?
The books of the chicks are not.
All books is Drabban. Yeah, all books is Drabban. Because of the Gzeir Drabbanon, Eim Ishtam Shem Balachayim, so therefore they declared the chicks as Mukta. All Mukta Zachin are Mukta Medrabbanon. Yeah? It says Beferish, that calls man the chicks around it, it is buses. But before and after, it's not buses. So Tosis Fektakash, Shtei Beferish, Ein Mukta Lachati Shabbos. So Tosis answers, Yesh Leimar, Tosis says, the last three lines in the top Tosis. There's a whole middle where Tosis suggests, and we didn't learn enough to know the middle of the Tosis. So the last three lines that give you that punchline, that's what they say in Masechah Shabbos also. They say there are two different kinds of mukta. There's mukta with respect to achila, and mukta with respect to tiltul. Let's say, well, like we discussed, I have the ice cream in the freezer that's put away for the birthday party in the middle of the week, and then I changed my mind. I decided I want to eat it on Shalva Shudas. So that's the original machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, whether it's mukta. A Pesach, the condition set aside that I use for Pesach, and all year long I don't use them for chametz. And then I find that one Shabbos that I just won the Irish sweepstakes, and I'm rolling in money, I don't know what to do. So the first decision my wife makes is we're going to buy a new Pesach, the condition. What are we going to do with the old Pesach? We're going to use it now for Shabbos. So in the middle of Shabbos, when I find out that I just came into all the money, I decide I'm going to use the Pesach, the conditions today for chametz. So that's a machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, because before Shabbos it was absolutely not bo b'cheshbon. No one was dreaming about using the Pesach Tikkun dishes in Lidl Hashem. No one was dreaming about using the ice cream in the freezer on Shabbos. That was set aside for the birthday party in the middle of the week. So that's a machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, is the muktzah nas. What's our muktzah? We're talking about muktzah l'achila, muktzah to eat the food, muktzah l'hishtamshus, to use the kelim or not. And then there's another din of muktzah l'taltel. That if something is mukta, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to handle it. Mukta l'taltel shteit gemara, the reason why they prohibited mukta to handle it is shum shvushal haitzo. We're afraid that the person may carry it out into the street. And they really wanted to prohibit you shouldn't handle anything. But then you can't move a chair, you can't move a safer, you can't move
a plate.
Life is impossible. So they didn't want to make life impossible, they wanted to make they wanted to limit our handling, so they said whatever is anywhere piece of junk, you don't need it anyway. So they said don't handle it. Furniture, they're not going to say don't handle. You want to move the chair a little bit, whatever, it has a hishtamshes, they're not going to prohibit handling. Whatever you don't need anyway on Shabbos, so they said don't handle it. So mukta l'taltel is one gzera de rabbanon. That's a shlus of hoitzlo. The Gemara says mukta l'achil is in ganzen a different thing. That you're not allowed to eat muktzah is a totally unrelated din, has nothing to do with muktzah l'taltel. In fact, Rashi's opinion was, right? Because of Hachai. Rashi's opinion was that it was their raisa. That was the Rashi on the first daf, on the base on the base. The Rashi writes, Rabba learns out from the pasuk that there's a din of. Where was that Rashi? I forgot about it. On the base on the base, I think. Rabba the Tane, the Yom Rivsach, the Yalav Miach, the muktzah der raisa. That's the Rashi on that base on the base. So how can it be muktzah deraisa? The Gemara says lamaskan, it's not true. So the Mefarshim all explain. It means muktzah l'achila is deraisa. Yeah. Muktzah l'taltel for sure is only the Rabbanan. Muktzah l'achila, Rashi holds, is an isa deraisa. And even Tesis and Erev and Tesis disagrees with Rashi, they hold that it's not true, but they're masking that muktzah l'achila, muktzah l'taltel are two unrelated things. You had the Tesis in the beginning, a long time ago. Yeah, the Tesis here on Gimel on the base. There was a tiny Tesis. The Tesis points out on the side, the Tesis Yishonim, they don't agree with Rashi that he holds the Mukta Lachilas and he said Deraisa, they hold it only the Rabbanon, but it still has an Asmachta in the Chumash. Esa Shet Tochlu Eifu, Esa Shet Tevashlu Bashelu, the Hechinu Esa Sheyaviu. It's based on a Pasuk in Chumash. It's unrelated to Mukta Lataltal. Muktzah l'taltel is an isa derabbana kala, muktzah l'achila is an isa derabbana chomer, and possibly an isa deraisa. So that's what Taisa's comments over here. Well, and ishtamshis is like achila. Yeah. Ishtamshis is like achila. That's the sugya there in Psochem on Mem Zayin. The Gemara discussed if you have logs that are muktzah and you're going to use them in the furnace,
sit on and
they're going to get consumed. So that was a machlekes in the Gemara. When the logs get consumed, it's hanor shel kiloi. Is that the same as muktzah l'achila? That's also the right answer. So the Gemara proved that that's only the rabbana. But muktzah l'achila, Rashi holds, even if the maskana remains that it's an isa deraisa. That kind of ishtamshes is it was the tilpa. Whether it's deraisa the rabbana, maskana was that it's only the rabbana. No. If you have something that's also b'achila u'b'hano, let's say chometz b'pesach. Someone comes to the rabbi with a shayla on Pesach, a shayla from mashu chometz, whatever. The rabbi paskens that it's treif. So treif means that it's also b'achila also b'hano. Let's say someone asks a shayla on Shabbos b'asa b'cholov, and the rabbi paskens that it's b'asa b'cholov their ice. So the balbas, you have to leave it there. You can't even move it because also b'achila also b'hano. It's a piece of junk. But let's say the Rav Paskins is also b'achila muta b'hano, so you can feed it to the behemoth, you can give it to the goy. So that's not a piece of junk. It still has a hishtamsha, so then it wouldn't be muktzah. The only time also b'achila becomes muktzah l'taltel is if it's also also b'hano, just also b'achila not. That's what the Prima Gadim writes in
there.
Prima Gadim talks in the Hanhoga Sisa the Heta. He has a whole list of issues, a checklist. When a balabas comes to the Rav to ask a shayla, so what should the Rav ask? Is it shishim? Is it ben yomo? Is it nozen tamal of gam? Is it mimbimina? Is it mimishena mina? All the questions to make sure that the Rav passes properly. So he says when the balabas comes to ask, the Rav has to tell him, it may turn out, if it's going to turn out that it's basa b'chalav, that it's chametz b'pesach, then it's going to be asa b'hanah, then it's going to be muktzah. You're going to have to leave it there. So make sure it's not in the middle of the kitchen table or something. Make sure that he puts the shayla somewhere else. If it may turn out that it's going to be asur b'hano, so then you better tell him in advance to put it somewhere else before you figure out what the din is. It may turn out that it's muktzah. That's one of the points that the Prima Gadim has on his checklist on the Hanhogas Hashel v'Hanishal. So again, so Tosis had this kasha from the Gemara Shabbos that how can the Gemara here even entertain a havamina to like create choice to the maskona that if something became muktzah in the middle of Shabbos and then the reason for it being muktzah disappears, so will not continue to be muktzah to the rest of the day. The Gemara had a havamina came out of the maskona that it's mutter. But they didn't really bring any proof. And often a Gemara in Masach Shabbos, a Mishnah Brisa says Beferish. So Taisa's answer is that Gemara Shabbos is talking about handling the box. I put the box next to the
pigeons,
and the pigeons jumped on it, then they jumped off. So they're talking Muktzah L'Tiltul. So Muktzah L'Taltel is an Issa Kal. So there everybody's masking. That's an often a Brisa in Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel. That in Muktzah L'Taltel you don't say Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. The whole Sofik of the Gemara only was Muktzah L'Achila. If I had the fresh grapes and the fresh figs that were edible, tasty, and I put them on the roof in the beginning of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then in the middle of Shabbos the sun was baking down and it became a sloppy mess. It was nishtahi nishtaher. It didn't taste good. It didn't taste like normal fresh fruit, and it didn't taste like dried out raisins yet. Then the sun is baking down for another couple of hours till finally Shalashuda's time. Now it's taka raisins. Now it's tasty. So do you say, well, there was a period of time that it was so mushy, no one in his right mind would want to eat it. So at that time it was muktzah natural lachila sodom, and you're not going to feed it to the behemoth either because it's too expensive, it's too valuable. So at that time it wasn't Roy Lachila at all. So do you say Migris Katsoila Emsayom is Katsoila Sofayom or not? That was a Shaila. But you can't be patient from the Gemara and Shabbos. That's not talking about Muktzah Lachila.
Yeah,
that's talking about Muktzah L'Talta. Muktzah L'Talta, everybody's masking that it's Lahaka.
How does it balance with half cooked food? Let's say before Shabbos you cook chum. And then let's say 1 hour it's still raw. Or it's not raw enough. And it's not cooked enough, it's something totally unusable. Isn't it the same thing to let it
I mean, if you have some raw food on Leil Shabbos, that's not edible.
Right.
The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion of that. Not in Gansan. I don't know. That's a good point.
Does it
have to be a Michael Ben Yisrael?
No.
No. Let's say I put with a blech and I put raw food on top of the blech on Erev Shabbos, and then it gets cooked into Shabbos.
Not to be partially cooked.
You throw in a piece of raw meat into the shum.
Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the Rashbo on Masechah Shabbos that the Rashbo says that it could be that according to one Tana we insist that even with the blech has to be kamachel ben derisoy before Shabbos. But in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say like that. In Shulchan Aruch says you can put mamish raw food, cold water, raw food on top of the fire, on top of the blech, and have Shabbos and get cooked into Shabbos. That's what he said. There was a couple who came to Rav Soloveitchik to get divorced, a young couple. So the husband was screaming that his wife is Mechal Shabbos. So the Rav Soloveitchik knew the girl's parents. Her father was a famous Litvish Rav. He was a Rav in upstate New York. So he said, What do you mean? In Massachusetts. He was a Rav Massachusetts. So he said, what do you mean Mechal Shabbos? She's from a religious family. So he says, no, she takes a kettle of water, cold water, she puts it on the blech right before she benches licht, and she doesn't cook up the water before. And his mother always used to cook up the water before she would bench licht. It was already cooked on top of the blech. So he said, where did your mother come from? So his mother came from Galicia. So he said, each one is following their family tradition.
Yeah.
That the girl came from a Litvish home, and they followed the Shulchan Aruch. And in Galicia, they used to follow Rebbe Kivegas Chumra in the name of the Rashbo, that it has to be cooked from before. Yeah, but still there are cases in the Gemara. There are cases in the Gemara that you can have mamish
raw food.
You can put raw food mamish on top of the fire in some unusual cases. So why don't you say over there, Migadis Katsoi?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And then if it stops being raw, then it must be the mukta.
Yeah. Raw flesh is considered
mukta.
Raw meat is mukta. So why doesn't anybody say that raw meat is
mukta?
Raw meat is mukta. Chuzel omtsa, no?
Because expecting it not to be good. not expect
the stomach,
not to
yeah.
Right.
It's not like
the stomach
has
the explanation. On Yontif, raw food is not muktzeh. Why? Raw potatoes and raw flakes not muktzeh. Why? Because you're permitted to cook it on Yontif.
Yeah.
So that's not muktzeh. So he says, on Shabbos, the reason my raw potatoes and raw flesh is muktzeh,
because you can't cook it.
It's because you're not allowed to cook the sas, no shtamshes. But here, yeah. I already put it on the blech before Shabbos. It's on the fire. It's going to get cooked. So he tines, he can't say over here that it's raw and therefore it's muktzeh.
Because you know it's going to get ready that day. But if you knew by the tzivuk in the groigeres that they 12 o'clock on Shabbos they're going to get right. It only takes 4 hours to get them dried. You wouldn't be able to use them? It wouldn't be the same thing as this raw food? Why is
so.
It there the same food thing? What's the difference?
I don't think so.
Why not?
If in the beginning of Shabbos it's in the interim stage that it's not Roy Lachila, people would
eat
also, it.
It's also in the interim stage of Shabbos by the food when you put it in the raw. It's also in the interim stage. The same thing, it's the interim stage there.
I don't know.
Well, no, because here by Shabbos you don't know that it's going to get ripe.
That's what it
means. I think so.
You're not
not sure they're going to get ripe. But here you know that the food, you know that it's going to get ripe.
So for the Gemara, wouldn't it appear so?
Yeah.
So there's no change.
I don't know if that's enough of a difference to explain. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good tekasha. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Have to think about this kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know. But here the Gemara on the last line, the Gemara says Amar Abzera, the last line of Chavav and Beis. The Gemara tries to prove to be poshut this issue. We know what the din is. The din is lahakil, that there's no muktzah lachatzis Shabbos. If something was muktzah in the middle of Shabbos and the sibas haktzah disappears, so it will not remain muktzah till the end of the day. That's going to be the maskana. So the Gemara tries to prove it, and he says Toshma Amar Abzera, Toshma is going to be poshut from Maisim Michal Yoim. He's going to be poshut. Doesn't have any source. Toshma mi pulim va'adashim. Let's say somebody has raw bebalach on Yontif, raw food on Yontif. So the raw food on Yontif is not muktzah because you can cook it on Yontif. He takes the food and he cooks it. When he's cooking it, it gets so burning hot, he'll burn his tongue if he's going to eat it. So Rab Zera thought at the time that the Gedera is Rosachas, that the pot is burning hot, at that period of time it becomes Muktzah, because Mamish not Roy Lachila at all. You're not going to do anything with it. So then you take it off of the fire, you wait 10 minutes till it cools off, and then you eat it. So you see that you don't say Migadis Katsoila Emtsa Hayom is Katsoila Kula Yoima. Because that's Maisim Mechayom every yontif. If you take raw food, you put it on the fire, it gets cooked, and it reaches a point when it's so burning hot, you'll burn your tongue. So at the time that it's a Kedera Rosachas, burning hot, it becomes Muktzah. And then later on, when it cools off, it's Ice Muktzah. That is Ice Muktzah. That's Rab Zeir's Hoichoche. He says, wrong. Why is it wrong? So if it's Muktzah when it's burning hot, so how is he allowed to take it off of the fire? You're not allowed to handle the Muktzah. So how did you take it off of the fire to make it Ice Muktzah?
Because you're expecting it.
Oh, so the Gemara says, must be because since you have control over
how
it.
It's going to be.
You have control over it since it's
the Gemara
calls it Gemara B'Deyada.
The Torah knew that this is going to happen, right? Until all the Torah was Mata cooking. So the Torah must have been Mata this. Otherwise, what was the Torah Mata you?
The Torah doesn't have a din of Muktzah. Muktzah the Tartal is only the Rabbana.
Yeah, but the whole thing.
Huh?
The cooling is part of cooking.
Okay.
The flow is part of cooking.
Okay, but in Shabbos, how is he allowed to take it off? Let it be muktzah.
No, but Rabbunan couldn't take. If Rabbunan would say that this
makes
it muktzah, then they would take away a din from the Torah that you're not allowed to cook on yontif.
Why not?
Because there is no cook. If you are allowed to cook, in order to cook, you take.
You have to do it this way.
And then you cook it.
Right. So the raw food is not muktzah on yontif because it lends itself to be cooked. So it has a theoretically has a ishtamshes. But then when it's burning hot, when you cook it, it's burning hot. So at the time that it's burning hot, Rab Zera argues you cannot eat it. So at that time, we should declare it as muktzah. So once it's muktzah, the emtsa hayom, you should say we should remain muktzah till the end of yontif. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat it.
You really could eat it. It's just that it's too hot. I mean.
the Gemara is matcha de raya. So the Gemara is matcha de raya. Here, we'll read it.
But also, but if Chachamim would say you're not allowed, because of roisrin, you cannot use this, then there will be oiker adin from the Torah that you're allowed to cook yontif, right? They cannot do that. So the Gemara says the Torah, when the Torah said that Chum couldn't come in, say
theoretically it would be possible to cook with a very low fire.
The sugar gets hot. No matter if it's called low fire or high fire,
it could get so hot that you couldn't eat it.
No, same thing.
Going to be burning hot.
It doesn't matter the high fire or low fire. It depends what temperature the food gets to.
Something is not milk because we heat it up. Something is raw and not milk because we can heat it up. But why is it that something also can be milk because it can be cooled down and be
milk? Take it off the fire.
Two sides of the same
right, and that's what the Gemara finally answers. The Gemara comes to that conclusion. But at first, the Gemara didn't realize that. I mean, what was the Havamina? I don't know. I don't know. He argues, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? If you have raw food on Yom Tov, you say it's not mukta because you can cook it. So if you have burning hot food, it's not should be mukta because
worse.
You can cool it off.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara finally says.
It should be worse than the raw food.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's the
you
answer.
You couldn't eat it either.
But Rav Zeira originally says, Toshma, on the last line, Achavot, says Toshma is going to be Toshma to Shaila of whether Yesh Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos or Rei Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos. He says, bring a rye from Pulim Vadashim from the raw Bebalach and Yontif. So Pulim Vadashim, Mekor, when you begin the day, Chazalokos, you can chew it, you can eat it the way it is. Shadinu Bigdeirim, when you put it in the pot and it's burning hot, is Itchuluhu. It becomes Mukta. How does it become Mukta? Rashi writes, called Manshe Roschi. When it's burning hot, it's inedible, so then it becomes Mukta. Then goma bishulayu, when it's all finished and you take it off and it cools down, chazalahu, then it's roi lachila again. So you see that there's no din of migudis katzoyla emtza hayom, is katzoyla saif hayom.
Nam talks about minbar bishulam. Rabbi Nachanan says here about nigmar bishulam, not because he has, he cannot take it to his mouth.
Nigmar bishulam.
That's what it says. Rabbi learned especially.
It doesn't taste good. It'll be like
I mean, you wouldn't eat it. Okay. It's a different shot. Okay. It's still going to be. It's still nitzche. However, you're going to slice it, it's still nitzche. Okay. So, Abai tainis to Rav Zeira that it doesn't make any sense. Omale Abai, Evelit Haimech. You're trying to prove, be patient to me, that there's no din of migdas katzoyla emtza ha-shabbos. So Abai says, but there is a din of migdas katzoyla tchilas hayom. So what do you do with the burning pots on Erev Shabbos? The burning hot. Bein HaShmashes, the whole Bein HaShmashes, the whole 25 minutes of Bein HaShmashes, the pot is burning hot. So you don't say migdas katzoyla tchilas hayom. It's katzoyla kuliyom. So you shouldn't be able to eat any hot soup on Shabbos. So you see that it's all wrong. That's what Abai tells. Vilei taimech, and according to your mistaken havamina, that a burning hot pot or a half-cooked pot, let's say half-cooked pot, however you learn the pshat, is considered muktzah. Tikshalach, there is the alma every Shabbos. So stamk, there is the alma bein hashmashes. Reis chaschein. That's where Rashi got it. That burning hot pot is muktzah. And according to Rabbeinu Hanani, can say it doesn't mean reis chas burning hot. Means it's neither here nor there. It's not right to eat while it's raw. It's not fully cooked yet. Uli yurtov, when it comes night time, leil Shabbos, achlinim and I, we eat it. So the answer is that when it's burning hot, when it's burning hot and when it's half done, that's not called muktzah. That's Gemer B'Dayadim Shani. Shani. That's the Gemara. But what was the Habimim of Rav Zeira? I don't know. That's a Pella. So Aloha L'maisa, how do we paskin? That it only depends on Tchilos Hayayim. Migdas Katzoyla depends on Tchilos Hayayim. Why is that so? So that's what some G'dayla Achreinim write. The Kozhik Lover writes this in his Sefer, Eretz Tzvi. He claims Kozhik Lover was killed by the Nazis. He was Robin Kozhik Lover before the First World War. And then the First World War, there was no more Kozhik Lover. So then he was invited to be the Rosh Yeshiva in the Lublina Yeshiva. Rameo Lublina, Rameo Shapiro invited him. So then he was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he has a Harif Zdika Sefer. So he has a Shtikl Terde Rav Soloveitchik like. That this din, Amigadis Katsoy, the Bein HaShmashes, is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. This is rooted in a din deraisa. The din deraisa is the following. On Shabbos, one is not permitted to do malacha. Why is that? That's because today is Shabbos. Every minute of Shabbos has kedusha sayyim. Or is it because the first moment of Shabbos is the oser? Sambod nesvara. What do you mean the first moment of Shabbos is the oser? So this strange chakira is the mefurish machlokes the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg and the end of Moed Katan. The Maharam Rutenberg holds that the tchilas sayyim of Shabbos is the oser. And the Rosh says no. He says
every minute
the Rebbe passed away. He can't argue with his Rebbe Maram Ritzmer, but he says he doesn't understand what prompted him to say that. Maram Rittenberg has the following. There is a Gemara in Yevamos, but the Gemara says in Yevamos, if a boy or a girl become bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos,
no.
So they have to observe the end of Shabbos min haTorah. It's a din midirabban of chinuch. They have to observe the beginning of Shabbos also midirabban, but min haTorah they don't have to observe the beginning. Let's say the child is mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Does he have to bring a korban chatos? If the child is a cotton before bar mitzvah, you don't bring a korban chatos. But if the child is ready after bar mitzvah and mechal Shabbos b'shog, then they have to bring a korban chatos. So let's say the kid becomes bar mitzvah punk in the middle of Shabbos. How does that get molted? The kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is funny. So one opinion, yes. So one opinion is that one becomes, if you're born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you become bar mitzvah 13 years later, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's half of the Rishonim hold like that. So he becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. Now, Soloveitchik always used to laugh. He thought that was a joke. But half of the Rishonim say like that. Did you become bar mitzvah in the middle of the day? And then according to the others, that there is no such thing. You become bar mitzvah at the beginning of that day. So the Gemara says, the Shtei Cyrus grew in the middle of the day. You don't become bar mitzvah just with Shonim, with 13 years or 12 years. You have to have Shtei Cyrus growing on the Eva HaErevon. So the Shtei Cyrus grew long enough in the middle of Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about a Katan Shehigdil Be'emtza HaShabbos. Then min haTorah he didn't have to observe the first half of Shabbos, only mid the Rabbanim mitam chinuch. And if he's mechal Shabbos, the first half of Shabbos, he doesn't have to bring a korban chatzis because it's only mid the Rabbanim. And the second half of Shabbos, he has to observe min haTorah. So the Maharam Rutenberg is quoted in the last page in the Rosh and Moed Katan, in the end of Hilchos Avedos, he's quoted as asking a question. Why does he have to observe the end of Shabbos and often a Gemara? Why does he have to observe the end of Shabbos? But at the beginning of Shabbos, he was a cotton, and the mechayif to observe Shabbos is the tchilas hayayim. So nigu ben hashmashes, he wasn't mechayif in Shabbos. How does he come later? Zet mefundan, he proves from here the din is that there's not bichu yetzel mitzvahs. Even though the ben hashmashes of tchilas hayayim didn't ask for now, because he's only a cotton, but asks for later. So the Rosh does understand the whole Sushta. What are you talking about? Shabbos, every minute of Shabbos has Kedushas HaShabbos. When the child becomes bar mitzvah, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos.
That's when
he's confronted with Shabbos. He has to observe Shabbos. So the Maharam holds not so. He holds that the Mechayiv of Shabbos is the Tchilas Knesis Hayayim. It's not that you fall into Shabbos in the middle of the day. The Kosher Grata talks about this, and others talk about this. If a person is going by plane and he crosses the date line, the Chavis is in the middle of Friday, and the plane goes over the date line. That is the middle of Shabbos. It just became Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock, and he didn't experience the Tchilas Hayom. If a person is going by airplane from west to east, and he falls by line into Shabbos, so he experiences Bein Hashmashes. It's just that he came earlier than it would have otherwise come. If he would have stayed in New York, it wouldn't become Shabbos so fast. But because he's going east, the Bein Hashmashes comes faster. So he experienced Tchilas Hayom. But if he never experienced a Tchilas Hayom, by him it's, let's say, Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, that he crosses the deadline. That's a Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock. And he didn't experience a Tchilas Hayom. So what's the din? Is he mechuyev? But he's confronting a Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos in the place where he is. It is Shabbos. This minute has Kedushas Hayom. So they write, so the Gedolim write, according to the Rosh, he's mechuyev min haTorah to observe the rest of the day. And according to the Maharam Rutenberg, and they hold like the Maharam Rutenberg, they hold that he's not mechuyev min haTorah. It's only midirabbanan that he has to observe. It's Shabbos, but he's not mechuyev to observe the Shabbos min haTorah. They think midirabbanan. Where they get midirabbanan basis? They think midirabbanan has to observe Shabbos out of respect for the Rosh, because the Rosh disagrees. They say, midirabbanan, he should observe the second half of Shabbos, even though he never experienced the Tchilas Hayom. So you see that the Rishonim have the Maharam Rutenberg, and some of the poskim write like that for halacha. The Kosher Glover has like this. They hold, it's interesting, the Kosher Glover quotes that this was a machloikis between the Sochat Shover, the Avnei Nezer, and the Pesnocha. Huh?
He was atonement.
Yeah.
He was atonement of the Sochat Shover.
Of the Sochat Shover. Uh huh. So he quotes the Sochat Shover helped one way, and Pesnocha Rebbe, I forgot, also such a Polish name, Held Fakert. So the Kosher Glover points out that they're both right, that it's really a machlokes, the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg, in the end of my cut, the last daf of my cut, Rav Soloveitchik didn't know from the Sachat Shavah with the other Chassidish Rebbe, but he knew from the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg. And a lot of poskim hold halacha like the Maharam Rutenberg, that the Tchilas Hayoyim of Shabbos is the Oyser on the level of the Raisa. It's not that every minute of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayoyim. So that's what they write, that's what they say. They called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. If you want to declare something as Muktzah for the whole day of Shabbos, if it was Muktzah Ben Hashmashes, then Ben Hashmashes is Kaveh for the whole day. You have other dinim like that. You have Shabbos Hol B'Hutra Hutra, Shabbos Hol B'Nesra Nesra, the dinim in Hoitzor. If you have, let's say, an area, an area that's a Rishus HaYochid, sometimes you have a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal in it. Midirabbana, on the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. A Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal doesn't exist. But Midirabbana, let's say you have an apartment building and the people didn't make an Eruv together, so it's a Rishus HaYochid, has walls around it, but it has an Issa Tiltal because you didn't make an Eruv. So let's say you'll make an Eruv in the middle of Shabbos, but then it doesn't help. Shabbos Hol V'Nesra Nesra. Or let's say in the beginning of Shabbos, the nature of the building was such that it didn't need an Eruv, that there was no Issa. And then in the middle of Shabbos, it changed. People moved in, and then it changed. The nature of the building changed. Now you need an Eruv. So the Gemara says, Hol V'Hutra Hutra. Everything is nikva by Tchilas Hayoyim. So these are all dinim derabbanan, but all the dinim derabbanan, the achrenim right, are rooted in the din deraisa. It's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Then on the level of deraisa, the Tchilas Hayoyim of Shabbos is the oiser b'malocha for the remainder of the Shabbos. Anyway, that's the maskanas ha-gemar, that the din of migdis katsoi lebein hashmoshes is katsoi lekol yoyim only depends on Tchilas Hayoyim. It doesn't mean if something became muktzah in the middle of Shabbos, it's going to remain throughout the rest of Shabbos. Only b'tchilas hayoyim, because b'tchilas hayoyim is kaveh.
Does that mean it has to start off Ben Shmashos as being muktzah? For instance, let's say one comes back from the moon on Shabbos. So the person who comes back from the moon, he should be like listening towards the dateline. So according to that opinion, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos that day. It comes back to the middle of Shabbos. The things on the spaceship, which are the dissolved muktzah, would they be
mukta
for everybody else?
The things on the spaceship which are mukta, would they be mukta?
Right? So the things, according to what you're saying, like.
And on the moon it was not Shabbos, you mean?
So he never had the beginning of Shabbos.
It was the dateline.
The things on the spaceship which never also, during when Shabbos began, they weren't Mutter Vahana, they weren't Usher Vahana, they weren't Mutter Vahana, they weren't Usher Vahana, right? Because they were somewhere else, they're out of this world. And now they became Mutter Vahana. So will other people be able to handle it?
Could be that, yeah. Possible that, yeah.
Moon, you fly from Japan.
It's the same as a dateline.
You fly past it up to come to San Francisco when it's Shabbos, so you start out with it wasn't moving, but you come to the moon.
I don't know. You have to study some more?
As we go on so far, that's why.
Great. Okay. Let's see. The next Gemara we already learned last week.
Yeah.
A good part of it. We'll just review the part that's relevant for us because we didn't finish everything. The Gemara said, again, the Gemara said, if you have a Bechor Behema Tahira, this banche besamig the shayikaim, you makriv it on the mizbeach, and you give it to the kohanim to eat. It's one of the chaf talad matnas kun. What do you do with a pchor behema tahira bismana? So you have to wait till it gets a mum. You're not permitted to be matal mum. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, then you're permitted. Then you don't even have to be poda. The two karbonas that don't eat pidyon, normally when a carbon gets a mum, you have to be poda, and then after you poda, then it's yotze lechul. Then you can shech the chutz la migdosh. And the two korbanos that don't need pidyon are pchor and ma'aser, that the Chumash says in the end, the Chumash Vayikra, that the lo yigoel, that there's no need for pidyon. Once the pchor and the ma'aser gets a mum, it's yotze lechulin automatically.
Not koyin, he doesn't have to give it to the koyin.
You have to give it to the koyin. Yeah. The pchor is matnas kuna even if it's a bal mum. But if you don't give it to the koyin, it's gezel. It's not an iser. It's not an iser achim. It's gezel akohana. Gezel akohana. If you have a pchor that's korb on the mizbeach and you give it to a non-koyin, that's not only gezel, that's an aveira also. That's an aveira ben adam hamakom. But a pchor shehumam, and it's nishchat chutzlazor, it's not nishchat as a korban, that's matnas kuna. And if a non-koyin takes it, he gambles it, so he's oivran gzela, but it's not oivran ben adam hamakom. So there is a din that you have to wait till it gets a mum kavua. If it gets a mum oiva, that's not enough to be paida, and it's not enough to shecht. If it's a pchor maisa, that's not enough. It has to be a mum kavua, and it has to happen by itself. If you made the mum kavua, you're not allowed to shecht based on that. So there's a din mid the rabbanon that you have to have a psak of a chacham to declare that this is a bona fide mum kavua. Even though you see it, the whole leg got cut off. It's obviously a mum kavua. You have to have a psak from a chacham or shloisha head yaitis. Along the lines like hataras and dorm, either yochid mumche kelimata neda yechidi or shloisha head yaitis kelimata neda. So such a din they instituted. That's mishnayis and chayris. You have to have either the shloisha head yaitis or the yochid mumche with the smicha paskin that this is a mum kavua. So the shaila was when the chacham paskins that this is a mum kavua. Can you paskin this shaila on Yontif or not? In the beginning of Yontif, let's say, it already had the mum kavua from before Yontif, and the Chacham looks at it today. So when he paskins, do you say, that the mum that it had yesterday was a mum kavua? So the Chacham is just paskining a shaila? Like Moshe Lamadavadayim, if you go to the Rabbi the shaila Basa B'cholov, go to the Rabbi the shaila of Chomet B'Pesach, the Rabbi paskins Lahokil, they're going to say, the Rav is over on Misakin Mana because he paskin lahakel. You know, you only allowed to paskin lachumra on Shabbos and Yontif. You paskin anything lahakel is an Isa Misakin Mana. That's ridiculous. It can't be. He paskins lahakel. What is? With the power vested in him, he makes it mutter. He doesn't make it mutter. It's a gloy milsa not fair. It was always mutter. There was no Shabbos, always mutter. Gilim milsa. So that's the machloik is the Pasha B'Shad. That's the machloik is of Yudhi Reb Shimon over here. This din midirabonah that they instituted, that you cannot shech the b'chor balmum, this man azeh, until you have the psak of the chacham of the shloisha adyaitis that the mum is a bona fide mum kavua, is that psak chal mikan al habo, or is that psak like every psak? It's the chigloi muslim afreya that as of yesterday was a mum kavua. So if the psak is mikan al habo, then you're not allowed to pasken like that on yontif. Why? So Rashi writes either it's misak in mona, because with the power vested in him as a bezin, he's making it mutter now. With his psak, he makes it mutter. Either it's misak in mona. Right, but if the Chacham paskin that the Mum Kavua was as of yesterday, he says the Mum Kavua happened on Erev Yontif.
It was the Bechor first.
Right. But it already had the mum kavua from before Yontif. It already came out of the status.
By getting a mum.
He says it's a mum kavua, it still has the status of a
before. No, you have to have the mum kavua. The shaila is when the chacham paskins lahakel that it's a mum. Been Roy Lachila as of yesterday, he's going to say. He's not saying as of now, Mikanalabo. It was always Roy Lachila as of yesterday. So that's what the Gemara. That's what the Gemara understood. That's the Machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah. Does the Psak matter the on the level of the Raisa? For sure, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. The Shaila is on the level of the Rabbana. What was the nature of the Chumrim of the Rabbana that you have to have a Psak from the Chacham or the Shloisha Hedyotis? So if you all the Psak is only matter Mikanalabo. So then Rashi says, then you have a problem of Niriki Misak and Mona or Niriki Donas Adin. One or the other. That's the Rashi Chavah. But if you hold the Sigloi Muslim Afreya, that it was always Mutas, like a Shailam Basa B'Cholah, like a Heter in Chomiz B'Pesach, so that's neither Donas Adin nor is it Misak and Mona. So fine. So we learned that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, and that's their Machlekes, whether you're permitted to Paskin Lahokel on a Pchor beyond it. On Shabbos it's irrelevant, you can't shecht it anyway. So why should you waste your time paskining on Shabbos that it's a mum kavua? But on Yontif, if he's going to paskin that it's a mum kavua, you're allowed to shecht it. So then we're in business, so we'll go shecht it. So Rabbi Yudah says, you're allowed to paskin on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon says, you're not allowed to. It's donas adin, or nirikim misakin mona. So the Gemara says, so that we learned already. We spent a lot of time. Then the Gemara says, on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. In the wide lines, The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, about the eighth line in the white lines. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shul ben Levi, Amar Rav Yosef ben Shol, Amar Rebbe. He says he heard from him, he heard from him, he heard from him. Mishum Kohol Kadisha de Yerushalayim. The Frumah Balabatim in Yerushalayim had the following tradition. That Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, who says in Ein Roy Munim Biyontiv, you're not allowed to paskin on a mum kavua biyontiv because it's Masakin Mana, because the psak is only Mata Mikana Lahabo, it's not Mata Lamafreya. Rab Shimon Shita is that they say Rashimid Vechaver, his Chabura hold Halachik Rab Meir. They said the din is like Rab Meir. So before we go weiter, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rab Meir was younger than Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon was before Benin. They had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew what Rab Meir
was
going to say. Omru. What do you mean? They said, that's what they said. Rab Shimon said the din is like Rab Meir. Rab Shimon was much older than Rab Meir. Ela, no. The Kahal Kadisha de Birushalayim, the Balabatim, Flegen Zogun, the Rab Shimon Shita is along the lines of what Rab Meir said in later years. It doesn't mean that he said verbatim quotation. Rab Shimon said, I subscribe to Rab Meir's opinion. Rab Shimon and Rab Meir said the same thing. That's what it means. And what is it? What is what's which Rab Meir? This Nan. There's a Mishnah Mcheres where there's a Machlekes Rab Meir Rab Yudah. Machlekes Hatanoim. The Bchor had a Mum Kavua. The Balabas was a wise guy. Instead of showing it to the Bezna, to the Chacham, he goes and he paskins on his own. Has a Mum Kavua, he goes and he shechts it. Then someone says, hey brother, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to go ask a Shaila. He said, what do you have to ask a Shaila? The leg was cut off. The halacha still says you have to ask the shayla. Goes and asks the shayla now. So will it help if the chacham looks on and he says, a broken leg, it's a mum kavua. Will it help if he's going to pass it now? Is the psak on the mum kavua, if it's come, he can't allow bo farfam? Is it ready? He already shechted it. It was kachim bachutz. Midirabbanan. In our Torah, it's not kachim bachutz. It had a mum kavua. But midirabbanan, since you have to have a psak of the chacham, of the bezdin, and he didn't get the psak till after he shechted. It's at the time he shechted before the psak. He shechted kachim bachutz, so he's not going to get a heter. He can't get a heter. He can't pask him ikana lahabod that is mutter. But if he say the psak, when the chacham looks at the mum kavua, it's a gilui milsa. It's a gilui milsa lemafreya that as of a week ago it was really mutter bachutz. So he can have a psak even after he shechted it also. So that's the machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. So Rab Shimon says you're not allowed to paskin on the mumin on yontif. This is along the lines of Rab Meir, who says that if you paskin on the geshochten animal, it's too late.
Right.
So the Gemara wants to line it up that the Rab Yudah over here is the same as Rab Yudah over there. Rab Yudah over here is the same as Rab Yudah over there. Rab Yudah says you are allowed to paskin. Rab Shimon over here is the same as Rab Meir over there. Then the Gemara, that's what we learned last week, and then the Gemara, we didn't finish it. Then the Gemara dings that it's not necessarily so, because when you read that Mishnah in Pchoris, this Machloikas HaTanaim in Pchoris, it says, Asherch is HaPchor, the Balabos goes and he shechts the Pchor, because he sees it has a Mum Kavua. And Achakach Eres Mum, and then he goes and he has the Shaila. So Rabbi Yudah says, it's Mutter, Rabbi Yudah Mater, it's okay, because it's a Gloy Muslim Afrei, it was always Mutter, so Rabbi Yudah Lishitasa here, that Rai Mum and beyond this, and it's a Gloy Muslim Afrei, and Rameh Raimeh, it's no good. So the first, the Kohol Kadisha of Yerushalayim had a tradition that Rab Shimon and Rab Meir are the same. So then, Amak Sav Rameh, Riyas Abchor Labke, Riyas Atrefer, Riyas Abchor is Mikaral Habo, Riyas Atrefer is Igloi Muslim Afreya. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara has an Alex 9, Amalei Abai, Sabai Dingzach, it's not necessarily so. Liyolam, you can say, Rab Meir and the Mishnah Mcheres has nothing to do with Rab Shimon over here. The Yerlam Rab Meir is the same as Rab Yudah, that Rab Shimon is the only one who has this shita, that the Riyas Abchor is on the Mikana Lahabo. Rab Meir, Rab Yudah both told that it's a Gilim Milsim, and the Chacham Paskins, it's a Mum Kavua, it's a Gloy Milsim Afair, it's always a Mum Kavua. And the Yerlam should be mutter to ask the Sheila even after you shechted it. And it should turn out a Gloy Milsim Afair that it was always mutter. But the reason why Rab Meir holds no is because he was a wise guy.
Mm-hmm.
He went. Aknas midirabbanan. It's clearly only a din midirabbanan. But what's the nature of the din midirabbanan? So the Gemara suggests maybe it's aknas midirabbanan, and that's the mashmos of the lashon. What is the lashon? Rav Meir says, "Hoyel v'nishchat shalay al tum mumche osur." So the mashmo abai tain is the mashmos of Rav Meir is that it's aknas midirabbanan. Not that that's the nature of the takana midirabbanan that you need rias mumin, and the rias mumin is matam mikan labo. Okay. Sure. So that's
this is all week long.
All year long. Nothing to do, correct. Nothing to do. But the Gemara originally thought that Rab Meir, Rab Shimon, and Atzushtel, that it's the same Nekuda. And Abai Dingzach, and he says not necessarily so. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where we finished. We cannot finish all that last week. That's where we left off. Here, take a look, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara tells a story. Ami Vardino Chazi Buchra de Beinasiyahabe.
He was
the official Pesach for the Beinasiya had a big farm, and they had a lot of behemoths. The behemoths, they gave birth the first time will be a Pchor. Pchor Behemotor, you had to wait till he gets a mum. So he was the official Pesach to determine whether it's a mum kuvum or mud. When they came a Yontif, he wouldn't paskin. It's a machlekes Amei Rabbi Reb Shimon with the yes or no, and it's a shaila what the psak is. And they were giving him a hard time. Yomatov la havichaz. Yontif, he wouldn't want to paskin on a mum like Reb Shimon holds you're not allowed to. Also, Yomalele Rabbami, they chepped him. They went to Rabbami and they said, how come he doesn't paskin on Yontif? Why do we have to wait till after Yontif? Let him paskin today. Omalu shapekov de lechazi. He's doing the right thing. The din is probably like Reb Shimon. Sure. Pregding Markasha. What do you mean? Rabbami holds the halachas like Reb Shimon. Or Rabbami Gufi Chazi. Rabbami himself. Once there was a story once and he paskin.
On
Kavu on a Yontif and they shechted it on the Yontif. And for the Gemara, no. That's not the whole story. Rabbami Ki Chazi Meyasmal Havi Chazi. He saw the mum on Erev Yontif. He noticed that his Balabos came with a Pchor. The Erev Yontif, he's rushing to go to shul. The Rav is making an Erev Tafshil and he's doing all kinds of things. So Balabas walks into the house of the Rav with a big behemoth and he says it has a mum kavua. So he doesn't have time to go through, so he looks at the mum and he says, please come back tomorrow morning. So the Balabas came back tomorrow morning, not that he looked at the mum on Yontif. Yeah. He saw the mum on Erev Yontif, he saw right away, nothing, no question. But he didn't want to paskin on Erev Yontif because there's a din with the Rabbanon that if the mum was made bidei Adam, if it was made on purpose, then there's a penalty. You're not allowed to shech based on that mum. There's an avera to make a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum on a korban. We're talking about a korban emetor, any korban. Even bisman hazeh, bisman shein beis hamikdash kaimen, you can't be makir of any korbanos anyway. There's still an iser to be matal mum in a korban, in a korban, even bisman hazeh. So the din is that if the mum was made on purpose, then you have to wait till it gets another mum. You know, that's a chumra midrabbana. Kanasi, you're not allowed to shech based on that mum. And the Gemara says that Kohanim, Rashi quotes on the top, from Chorus Kohanim, Wachashudim, Tirimat al mum, on purpose, because it's in their benefit. As soon as they get the mum, they can shech it and eat it. Kozman doesn't have a mum. They have to wait. They have to feed this animal. And it can take years and years and years. The Mishnah says in Chorus that there used to be a goyish policeman
who especially used to walk.
Yeah, he used to walk, his beat was to walk in front of a farm, and he used to walk there for years, and he sees that there's one animal that they never made the animal do any work. So he said, what is that, a holy cow? Well, all the other manishtana, this cow from all the other cows, all the other cows, they make it work, and this cow, so the balabah, the farmer tells him, yeah, there's a holy cow, and he tells him, it says in chumash, and it's a pchor. So what do you have to do? He has to wait till he gets a mum. So he says, so what's the problem? So we're not allowed to make a mum. So he says, so what's the problem? Took out a knife and he made a mum. So the Mishnah says they had to ask a shaila, is that considered as if the Balabas encouraged the policeman? He didn't want to encourage the policeman. The policeman was just asking him what's going on. So he explained to him and he did on his own. So the Mishnah says they were matir. You are permitted to shech based on that mum. It wasn't his fault. He didn't intend to wind up the policeman. The policeman did on his own. So the din is that if the Kohanim were chashudim to be matal mum on the Pchor to violate this Issa, because it was in their benefit. They didn't want to wait forever. You could wait for years and years till it gets a mum. So the din is the chacham who sees it as a mum kavua is not permitted to paskin until he gives the whole third degree. He has to ask a whole interrogation. When did it happen? How did it happen? Who did it? And you sure that he didn't do it on purpose and it wasn't a grumma and so on and so forth. So he didn't have time on Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, he saw it has a mum kavua. He already knew that it's mutter. Then on Yontif, he didn't paskin on Yontif. On Yontif, the Gemara says, Ubi Yontif, what he did was, Shiyuli kamashil, he was asking all the questions, Heche havi yuvde. He was asking, how did it happen? When did it happen? Whose fault was it? Were you responsible for it? So that's not called Rias Mum in the Yontif, because he already saw the Mum on Erev Yontif. He knew in his heart that it's mutter. The Psak doesn't have to be in words. He knew in his heart that it's mutter already. He just had to check the details, whether it wasn't Nasi B'di Yodim or not. And the Gemara says that that position of Rabbami, that you are, you're not permitted to paskin on a mum kavua on yontif, unless you saw that it had a mum kavua on Arab yontif, and you have to just ask, interrogate the detailed question, who made the mum, how did it happen? That is kihoda, kiho, that's similar to the following story. Dahu Gavra, once upon a time there was a man, Daisi Bukhar Lakameh de Rava, he brought a Bukharbi, he walks into Rava's house with an animal. An Erev Yontif. Well, the Rav is rushing to shul, everybody has another shayla. He walks in with an animal. Apanya, the Maili, Apanya means late in the afternoon, the Maili Yom Tova. Late in the afternoon, an Erev Yontif. Havi Yosef Rava, the Kachayef Reshe. Rava was washing his hair with shampoo, whatever. He's washing out his hair. Has no time for this balabos. So he's Dolly Eine. He lifted up his eyes and he looked on the behemoth and he saw that it had a mum kavua. The Chazi Limum, he saw the mum. So he told him, I'm busy now, go away now. The Tolamacha, please come back tomorrow and we'll discuss it. So when he came back tomorrow, he didn't have to look whether has
he
knew the mum kavua. He just had to interrogate him to ask him how did it happen. Kiyasa Lamachar, when the Balabas came the next day, Amasa Rabba only asked the questions, Hechi Haviyuvda. So he told them what happened. So then he paskin the lahakil. So why are you allowed to paskin lahakil? The same as now, because he really had seen it already on Erev Yontif, and that was the psak. He knew in his heart that it's a mum kavua. You don't have to pronounce the psak with your lips. He knew in his heart that it's a mum kavua. You just didn't know the details, whether it was nasa b'dei adam on purpose or not. So that's permissible on Yontif. So the Gemara tells, what did he ask? Gamalei, yes, hechi aviyuvda. Rav asked the balbas, how did it happen? How did the mum develop? Amalei, so the Balabas says, Havi Shadyon Sairi Bahach. Sairi is
Bali.
Yeah. So he says, the Balabas says, there was a bowl of barley on this side of the fence. And the behemoth was on the other side of the fence. And the behemoth was so eager, I didn't do it on purpose. And it was a barbed wire fence. So he says, I didn't put it on purpose on this side, on that side, that the behemoth should run through the barbed wire and get it scratched up. It happened to be Havi Shad and Sarah Bach Yisa the Hutza. Hutza is a fence. There was barley on this side. Havi Ihu and the behemoth was Beidach Yisa on the other side of the fence. But how did the boy Lamechal, when the behemoth was interested in eating, Ayol Reshe, he stuck his head into this fence. Uparte Hutza Lesifa Vase. And the fence ripped the lips of the behemoth, and the Mishnah says in Pchoras that that's considered a mum kavua. That's considered a mum kavua. So he said, in other words, he's saying, I'm innocent. I didn't do it, that it happened by itself. So Rava said to the Balabas, and maybe you set it up? Is that you did it? You put the food over there, the behemoth over there, that it should run through. If you set it up, is also considered, even though you didn't do it b'yodayim, but if you set it up to encourage this to happen, so also we're not going to be matter based on that mum. Dilma garamtale, maybe you were the one who was responsible. Amalele, I didn't do it.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
But if he would have, but if he did set it up, even though he didn't do it via dayim, that would be considered an avera of causing the mum, and we would not be matter. We would not be matter. Freg di gemara umino. So the story of Rava is gendikt already, finished. Yeah. Now the gemara asks him, where does Rava know that that's true? Where's the source for that din? That not only if the mum was made biyadayim, is it an avera that you penalize him, that you're not allowed to shef based on that mum, even if he just was responsible, he was goyrim that it happened. Craig the Gemara, minot tamer the grama also. Sometimes grama is also, sometimes grama is muta. Like by Melech Shabbos, when we learn Gemara Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf, all the grama telephones and the grama switches and everything that they have in Eretz Yisrael and all these machons, grama is mutam and atayre, and there are more paskins also in the rabbanon and b'makom chayli b'makom dleik shas atchaki mekel. So that's based on a pasuk that grama is mutam. The Gemara says in that same sugya also gram mechikas Hashem is mutam, because it says the ibaratem eshmam. It says when you have avodah zarah, so you should break down the trees, chop down the trees, and smash them in beach. You're not allowed to do any of these. Not allowed to be noted 7 min on Mizbeach. You're not allowed to break down the walls of a shul. You're not allowed to
erase the name.
Or erase the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says, what if you erase Shem Hashem Ayidei Groma? So the Gemara says that it's Mutter. The Gemara says that it's Mutter. Let's say someone, the Nerev Yehuda has a tshuva about this. Let's say somebody, a teacher in a classroom, every so often you have a teacher, who writes on the board. They want to teach the children about the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase. So they write it down on the blackboard, and then what do? You can't erase it. So they write down Ker, Lelekim, Tzvokai, Shakai, whatever. You write that Pasuk, and you write in the middle of the Pasuk, you quote, not allowed to erase a Pasuk either. Not allowed to erase a Pasuk either if it doesn't have Shem Hashem. So what do? If you have Shem Hashem, noch? So you're not allowed to erase it. So what do? So the Nodi Yehuda says you leave it the way it is, and the Goyisha janitor is going to erase it. The Goy erases it. He doesn't know what it says over there. It's the job of the Goy to clean up the whole school. So if the Goy erases it, so that if yes, can please erase it. So that's Amir Liyakum. So the Gemara says Amir Liyakum is forbidden not only in Hilchos Shabbos, not only on Chalamoid, it's also in Kol HaTorah Kulu. Also, you're not allowed to ask a Nachri to do. That's how most of the Rishonim say. Anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to engage a Nachri to do for you. But if I didn't ask the Nachri, I just know the Nachri is probably going to do on his own. I let him do it. I don't give him instructions to leave it alone. So that's called Grama. So the Nodi Behuda says that Gram Mechikas Hashem is Mutter. So Gemara and Shabbos on the same daf, that Gram Malach is Mutter Min HaTorah, and Gram Mechikas Hashem is also Mutter. And nonetheless, Gram... making a mum and the baim is awesome. So how do you know when gram? The Gemara has gram sirus. The Gemara says there's a prohibition not to be misaris any, to castrate any balichaim, any animals. So the Gemara has a braisa that gram sirus is awesome. So how do you know when gram is muta? How do you know when gram is awesome? So it's all based on psukim. You have to darshan the psukim. So the Gemara asks him, you know, tamer the gram awesome. How does Rava know that that's so? That by this prohibition of being matal mum in a korban, in a pchor, not only is it forbidden if you make the mum b'yadayim, but even if you only do an act of grom, it's also forbidden. How do you know that it's different from Mechikas Hashem and it's different from Shabbos? Zegmar d'tanya, we have a braisa that says beferish, learns out from the pasuk. Mumla, if we would say in the pasuk, mumla yebo. The pasuk says, kol mumla yebo. So the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk called Mum La Yebo, when you're makriv a korban, you may not be makriv a korban that has any mum. So the Tanoim Darshan, an additional level of interpretation, Mum Lo Yahayebo. You're not allowed to cause, you're not allowed to make a mum. So now the Brisa goes by, if we would say mum, it doesn't say that, it says kol mum. If we would have said mum lo yebo and your darshan lo yahayebo means you're not allowed to be mahave a mum, you're not allowed to make a mum. Now that it says kol mum, so kol is even marba something additional. See, not even a lot. What is a marba? An additional mum.
All the mum.
A mum is a mum. All the mum are included in the word mum. So it's marba, an additional form of making the mum. Even if you don't do the mum matal mum biyadayim, even if you're only doing an ayde grama, it's also forbidden. That's what the Brisa says. Mum lo yebo, en yelush lo yahayebo mum. You're not allowed to make it biyadayim. How do you know? Even minayin shalo yigrim lo yadei dover acher. Namely, Shalayobi Botsikodvela, he'll put, let's say, on the ear of the animal, he'll put a little candy. He'll put something sweet, something tasty. So that a dog will run to bite the tasty food and bite off the ear of the animal. Let's say the part of the ear that the animal won't even feel it. So the Brisa derives from the pasuk that this is not permitted. Shalayobi. Minay shaligim lo aydei dover acher, namely shaloyavi botzik odveil v'yaniach lo agabi hozin k'dei shiav akel v'yitlenu. Tamalayim, the pasuk doesn't say mum lo yibah, it says kol mum. Kol mum means even aydei grama. So that's the mokah. Why is it takas so? How do you understand this din? That by melecha Shabbos and by mechikas Hashem, grama is mutam in HaTorah. And by Sirus and by making mumim, even grom is included in the Yisad Erai. So how do you? It's all based on psukim. So how do you understand why sometimes it's us and sometimes muta? So the Rogat Shabbat discusses this in one place. He wants to say that apparently the nature of the prohibitions is different. That sometimes the Torah has an Yisad Pu'ula and sometimes the Torah has an Yisad Chaloi. Sometimes the Torah prohibits, don't do this activity. Don't do an act of Chil Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say don't cause that Shabbos should be Nivgam. Shabbos is not Nivgam. If somebody's going to be Mechal Shabbos, he doesn't check the Shabbos. He checks himself. He's Mechal Shabbos. If the Nochem are Mechal Shabbos, the Shabbos Kodesh is not affected. If a Yid is Mechal Shabbos also, the Shabbos Kodesh is not affected. He's a Mechal Shabbos. So if you do the Malach HaYedei Grama, even though Sof Kol Sof, the end result is the Malach will be occurring on Shabbos.
It doesn't matter.
You didn't do Chil Shabbos, and Shabbos was not affected. Ki Huzeh. It didn't cause any problem. Apparently, Mechikas Hashem also. The Ribbono Shlom is not going to get a heart attack because the Shem Hashem is going to be destroyed. Right. Doesn't bother him. It's a bizoyim that you should do the Mechikas Hashem. So if you do it, they grow me. You do. You want to be the Shem Hashem, and there's no prohibition. But over here, by Sirus, the Gemara has there in Shabbos that Gram Sirus is us, and here the Gemara says that Gram Hatolas Mum is us. Here the Torah doesn't. Torah is not emphasizing so much that you're not allowed to do this activity. Torah doesn't want this result to come about. Torah doesn't want that the korban should have a mum. If it gets a mum by itself, what can you do? But the Torah doesn't want you should bring about the results. So even if you bring it about, Ayidei Grama, Torah also doesn't want it.
The Shabbos, you can also say that so I said Maleras Noch Sheves. If you do it Ayidei Grama, it's not Maleras Noch Sheves, right?
You could have said a local svar, yeah. But the Gemara tells you to the Mechikas Hashem. Mm-hmm. So by Mechikas Hashem, there is no condition of Maleras Noch Sheves. The Gemara seems to say it's because of the nature of the prohibition, not so much because of the hitch of the Maleras Noch Sheves. The Mishnah Brura has a little beer halacha. When the original Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof that says that Gram Malacha is Mutam and Atere, and it's only awesome at the Rabbanim and Malcolm Blake, if the house is burning, then you're allowed to do Gram Kibui. So the original Mishnah has it on Gram Kibui. Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atere. Doesn't say, and then the Gemara learns it off in the Pasuk, Kol Malacha, Asihu Da'asu Gram Ashari. So the original Mishnah has it on Kibui, but the drasha from the Gemara sounds like it goes on all the Lama Tesavos Malach. So the Mishnah Brura is not sure. Mishnah Brura quotes from the Shilta Giborim on the side of the rift, the Shilta Giborim on Masech HaShabbos, on that Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav, where he's mistapik, what's the din of Grama by the other 38 Malachas? Maybe Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atar, maybe some of them are Rasam and Ataris, maybe some of them are Rasam and Rabban. Maybe they're not all mutam and atar. Even the Gemara Darshan from a pasuk, lo tasa kol malach asihu dasa gram ashari. So the Shilta Gemara is not sure whether it goes on all the lametas malachas equally. Maybe, like we're saying now from the Ragachavim, maybe some of the malachas on Shabbos are anisa chalois, and some of them are anisa pula. Maybe there's a difference between the two. Osameach also raises such a possibility. Not when he gets to Grama, when he gets to Marbe B'Shiur. He talks about a different issue. He says, he discusses, let's say, there's a Pikuach Nefesh circumstance and you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. You have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save someone's life. So let's say you have to turn on a light. The doctor has to turn on a light in order to treat a patient. There are two switches. If he turns on one light, 100 bulbs go on. If he doesn't need a hundred bulb, he only needs two bulbs. If he turns on one switch, 100 bulbs go on. Turns on the other switch, 25 bulbs go on. So does it make a difference whether he should turn on this one or this one? That's called Marbe Bishem. He really only has a head to Pikuach Nefesh to turn on two bulbs. And there's even a svara, maybe you should go climb up and unscrew 48 bulbs. 48 bulbs, so he'll only have two. Okay. If there's any chashash, the patient can drop dead before he finishes the drink. So there's a head to Pikuach Nefesh. But let's say he knows he has plenty of time. So that's a shot. So some rabbanim say the doctor should go unscrew all the 48 bulbs and only turn on two. Others say unscrewing the bulb itself may be a malacha of soser. When you're screwing a bulb, maybe boner. No. He's going to unscrew before he turns it on. Before he turns it on. No. But it's a shayla of soyser. Yeah. If you screw in a bulb into a circuit that's attached to the building, that could be that's bona. When you unscrew the bulb, that could be that's soyser. So what are you going to fadin over here? He's going to unscrew 48 bulbs. He may be violating soyser 48 times. So that's the question. Not necessarily, no. I don't think so, but
throwing the switch, what does it matter when he does only
no, so over here, let's say he has two alternatives. If he'll turn on one switch, 100 bulbs will go on. Turns on the other switch, only 25 bulbs. He only needs two bulbs. So it does make a difference, this or this, for the Pikuach Nefesh. Then he let him turn on the 25 bulbs. Why should he turn on 100 bulbs? So that's what all the Rishonim say, that's Marbe B'Shurim. So Marbe B'Shurim is forbidden on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do extra malacha. You have a head to Pikuach Nefesh, but you only have the head to on two bulbs. But you have no prayer. Either you're turning on 25 or you have a chandelier or something. He's turning on 25, he's turning on 100. It's better to turn on 25 than to turn on 100. But the shaila is whether this marbe b'shiurim is that an isa deraisa or is that an isa derabbanan. So there are gemaras. A question in the gemara is how to read. Machlekes harishonim. The Rashbon, the Ran, whether marbe b'shiurim is deraisa or derabbanan. So the Arsameach comes up with an einfal, not like anybody, not like any rishon. He says maybe you have to distinguish between the various malachas. Maybe you have to analyze in each and every malacha, is the nature of the prohibition of the malacha an isa pa'ula? So you do one pa'ula. So what's the difference? Yeah. Whether it turns out 100 kovs are one bob.
Same pa'ula.
One pa'ula. So it's a marbe b'shurim is
a.
Or do you say no? This is the result that you brought about so much chilul shabbos. So if you brought about 100 instead of 2, brought about 100 instead of 25, so that should be an isa deraita. So that's the Asamech Mashal. That's the Asamech Mashal. Let's say you have to shecht for a chayla, and the chayla is not going to eat the whole chicken, it's not going to eat the whole behema. So he says, you have to shecht a skinny behema as opposed to a fat behema. So he says, no, there's only one neshama. The malach is Natilas neshama. So he says, but it's a fat behema, skinny behema, it's only one neshama. So he thinks that that doesn't make a difference. But let's say cooking makes a difference if you're cooking 5 pounds of flesh or 1 pound of flesh. So that would be called, he says that by Natilas neshama, there isn't any marbe b'shurim. There isn't any. It's in Zelba Neshama. It's one Neshama, doesn't matter whether it's a fat animal or skinny animal. But let's say by cooking, there is Marbe B'shurim. By turning on lights, there is Marbe B'shurim. He wants to know whether the Marbe B'shurim is the Raisa, or the Rabbanon, the Machloek is the Ran, and the Rashba. So he wants to say a compromise. It depends. Some Malachas are Anisa Pu'ula, and some Malachas are Anisa Chalois. That's along the lines what the Mishnah Brura quoted from the Shilti Giborim on Shabbos. That it could be that you have to distinguish among the between the various malachas on Shabbos.
He will learn the kol is marbe gruma. But yeah. Shabbos also said kol malacha. Why isn't the kol there marbe malacha, marbe gruma?
Yeah.
I mean, he got a darshan like for S. I would give a darshan to S, and then he couldn't
know when. Yeah, when no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Must have darshan something else from the other kol. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Pashtas, we usually assume that it doesn't make any sense. But here I'm just bringing out that you have the Osamech on the one hand with the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem, the Shilti Gibam on the other hand. They both entertain such a possibility that you should distinguish among the various Molochas Gufa, among the various Lamedes Moloch, that some of them are Anisa Pula and some of them are Anisa Chalois. The Pashtus is there, it's not so.
By Shabbos, if you go.
Giving the two reasons for Rab Shimon, would there be any difference, Legabe Issa Achille? If you nearly kidon, so it does not actually have a Achille. But if it nearly kidon, maybe there is an Issa Achille.
No, Rab Shimon holds that you're not allowed to eat it because it's Ein Zemin Amuch, and he holds that it's Muktzah too. That since in the beginning of Yontif you didn't have a psak yet, and you're not allowed to have a psak on Yontif, so then you say
it looks like voyeur.
Migudis katsoy. Then it remains. It's going to remain also, yeah. Even after the psak of the, even if the chacham will go violate the yisur and paskin lahatera, the Gemara said it'll still be also.
So it will be a knas.
Not a knas. Ain't them in amucha. No. It's muktzah. Usually Abshimon doesn't hold for muktzah. The Gemara said here he does hold for muktzah. Because from the perspective of Ben Hashmoshes, we had the case, let's say you bench licht on Erev Shabbos with a long candle as a yahrzeit lamp, it looks like it's going to burn for 24 hours. Then it goes out in the middle of the day. So Reb Shimon usually doesn't hold for Migudis Katsoy, but the Gemara says if it's Kos Karev HaShoshes, if it's a yahrzeit candle that looked from the perspective of Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, it looks like there isn't going to be any Lachazman. It looks like it's going to burn the whole Shabbos. And then Alpi Mikra, it turns out that it blows out the middle. So the Gemara says, Moide Rab Shimon, because Karab HaShoshes, that you say Migudis Katsoy Leben HaShmoshes. Rab Shimon is masking with Rab Yudah there. Yeah. So here also the Gemara says, since in the beginning of Yontif, we didn't have a Heta yet, and you're not allowed to paskin on Rias Mumin B'Yontif. So from the perspective of Erev Yontif Ben HaShmoshes, it looks like it's not going to become, not going to change on Yontif. So even if a chacham goes ahead and he paskins, he violates the din derabbanan, and he paskins that is mutter on yontif, it still remains muktzah. Ein zimin amuchan moide Rab Shimon, that is like kos karev hashoshes. If you have moise shemesh ebinir, someone benches lich, let's say with oil and a wick. So we know how long is it going to burn? 5 hours, 7 hours, 9 hours. After a while, it's going to go out, and there's always a little bit of oil left over. So the Moshe Shemesh Ebenezer, the leftover oil, calls man that the nair is burning, so the oil on the bottom is basis of davarosa. After, because the flame is muktzah and shamas. After the flame goes out, so it's no longer basis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's saying migudis katsoi. We happen to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, migudis katsoi. Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in migudis katsoi. But the, why? Because Ben Ashmoshes, it's muchan bad lachazman. From the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes, we can predict another 6, 7, 8, 10 hours is going to go out. There's going to be oil. There's always oil left over. So we already know now that the oil that's going to remain after it goes out is not going to be buses. The flame will go out. It won't be buses. But if it's a yahrzeit lump and it looks from the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes of Tchilas Hayom, looks like it's going to burn the whole Shabbos. So then Reb Shimon is moited to Reb Yehuda that you do say migudis katsoi. So here also. This case is like kos karav hashoshes, because it's forbidden for the chacham to paskin on the mum and b'yontif. So from the perspective of ben hashmashes of tchilos yontif, it looks like you're not going to go anywhere on yontif. This beim is not going to become niter on yontif. Then in the middle of punkt, the chacham goes and he violates the din derabban. That's totally unexpected. So it remains ein zemin amuchan, not a penalty. It remains muktzah, not a knas. It's the next sugya is also hemshech from the same thing. A behemoth drops dead in the middle of Yontif. So what can you do? It drops dead. You want to feed it to the behemoth. You want to feed it to the animal. An Adam can't eat it. It's also machilas and a veiler. But the shadis want to feed it to the animal. But on Erev, let's say on Shabbos, not on Yontif, on Shabbos. On Yontif, you can shecht an animal. So an animal on Yontif is not mukta because you can shecht it if it's a behemoth that's aimed lachila. But let's say on Shabbos that you cannot shecht it. So a live animal is mukta. So let's say the animal would die on Erev Shabbos. So it's Michael Behema. If an animal dies on Erev Shabbos, it's Michael Behema. You'll feed it to the dog, so it's not Muktzah. What if the live animal dies in the middle of Shabbos? So now it's Michael Behema. So do you say that it's Muktzah? So the Gemara has a story. Even Reb Shimon should be Moda that it remains Muktzah. It was a live, healthy animal. If it's a behema bria, if it's alive, if it's a behema mesukenes hashvach sick behema, and we see erev Shabbos, there is a possibility it may die in the middle of Shabbos. So then it's like Moshe Shemesh had been there. If it dies in the middle of Shabbos, so we knew in advance it may die. So then we're going to say it's not muktzah. We wouldn't say migdus katsa. But if it's a behema bria and erev Shabbos mehechatesa that it should die in the middle of Shabbos, so that's a machlokes amarayim. What would Reb Shimon say if it's a behema bria? That's the machlokes. That's the next mishnah. Behema shemesa lo yizizena mem kaima. If an animal dies in the middle of, let's say, in the middle of Shabbos, this is Maseches Beitzah, but let's say in the middle of Shabbos, make it easier. Animal dies in the middle of Shabbos, so the dead animal is absolutely muktzah, and you're not allowed to move it. Why is it muktzah? It's muta bahano. If it would be asa bahano, chometz bepesach pasah b'chalav deraisa is asa bahano. So yisur hano is muktzah, but a behema nevela is mutabano. Why is it muktzah? So the Gemara says because it was migudis katsoi, because at the beginning of Shabbos it was muktzah. So migudis katsoi, the Ben Ashmash says katsoi l'kol yom. So the Gemara asks, but Reb Shimon usually doesn't agree with migudis katsoi. We paskin like Reb Yehuda migudis katsoi, but Reb Shimon doesn't agree. So should I say leima tanan stama deloike Reb Shimon? Should I say you have a stam mishnah against Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon state the fair Reb Shimon aimer mechatchenes han veil lefnei aklovim. If an animal, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and lohayis in the veil, miyav Shabbos asura. That's the machlek of Rabbi Shimon. If an animal dies in the middle of Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says migudis katsoi. Rabbi Shimon says there's no migudis katsoi. So should I say there's a stab mishnah over here? And usually halachic is stab mishnah. It happens that we do paskin migudis katsoi. So it's good. We're safe. We paskin like this. Then you do say migudis katsoi. But that's the later Amoraim worked out that's the psak halachic like Rabbi Yehuda that you say migudis katsoi. Maria, should I say that this Stam Mishnah is taking a stand like Reb Yehuda that you say Migdus Katsoi? So the Gemara says not necessarily. It could be that Machlegs Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon by Behemah Shemesa B'Shabbos is only by Behemah Chola, Behemah Mesukenes that dies on Shabbos. So Reb Shimon says there's no Migdus Katsoi because from the perspective of Ben Ashmashes I can foresee, I can expect it may die in the middle of Shabbos. Okay, so if it dies in the middle of Shabbos it won't be Mukta anymore. But if it's a behema bria, maybe afila tamer Reb Shimon. By the Reb Shimon, balechaim shemesu means balechaim briim. Rashi writes balechaim briim. If it's a healthy animal, then it's like kos kairav hashoshes that the Gemara says. By the Reb Shimon, that you do say migudis katsoi. Then the Gemara says, but that's a machlokes amarayim. But by the Reb Shimon, be balechaim briim shemesu. Why? Because you can never tell. A person or an animal could die in the middle of nowhere. How can you predict? That's the shaila. If you have a yahrzeit lamp burning, also it may go out in the middle of the day.
Yeah, generally, you know.
But normally it doesn't. But as far as life expectancy is concerned, that the Gemara says is so unpredictable. So that's why there are many Amoraim hold that even if it's a behema bria, and absolutely to our knowledge, it looks to us like it's a perfectly healthy specimen of an animal. It looks perfectly healthy. Nonetheless, the Gemara says it could be that Reb Shimon would hold over there that you don't say Migdis Katsoy because maybe you can still expect that it may die in the middle of Shabbos. So that's a machlokes Amoraim. So the Gemara asks, if so, so what do you do with this Mishnah? State in the Mishnah, Behemah Shemesa Lo Yizeh Zenemim Kam. Why is it Mukta? I mean, it's only Alibi Reb Yudah. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah goes Gor in a different case. The Behemah Kachim Shemesa. You have a carbon. And a carbon is Hegdish.
So you cannot give it to the Klum.
So Behemah Kachim Shemesa is Asabanos. Asabanos. Like Basa Bechalav, like Chamas Bepesach. Whatever is Asabachila, Asabanos. Avad is Mukta. So the Gemara says, maybe when the Mishnah says Behemah Shemesa, Lo Yizeh Zenemim goes on Behemah Kachim. Frag the Gemara, where do you get that from? Thin air? Behemah Shemesa, Lo Yizeh Zenemim goes on Behemah Kachim. It doesn't say. The Gemara says, no, it does say. The Gemara says, it does say. It says, Maisa Vishalas Rab Tarfin, they once asked Rab Tarfin two Shilas, and he didn't know the din, and he went to the Beis Medrash, and he told them that they're both Mukta. What were the two Shilas? Oleho. Behemah Shemesa in the middle of Shabbos, what's the din? And the other shaila was, Alachala Shenitmeis, Chala Tmeya, what's the din? So they told them that they're both Mukta. So the Gemara says, what's a Tara Shavu? They're both Hegdish? Chala Tmeya is Hegdish, but you can't eat it, you can't do anything with it. Chala Tmeya can't do anything with it. So Chala Tmeya is Hegdish, and the Behemah Shemesa means Hegdish. Adarabba, from the Mashmos of the Mishnah, sounds like it's not a normal Behemah Shemesa. Otherwise, what would they put it together with the Chala Tmeya? So the fact that Chala Shenitmeis is Hegdish, so the Mestama Behemah Shemesa is also Behemah Hegdish. Okay. We'll have to, next week, we'll have to learn. This is a famous thesis. Famous thesis over here. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis. What are you supposed to do with Chala Tmeya? And this week said we have the Shira Sayam.
Yeah.
That it says that they were so excited. Zeh keli v'anveil. The Gemara says whenever it says Zeh ma'isam nerev, the yitnu kol over al apkudim. Whenever it says Zeh, means something that you can point to, something that you can see. So the Gemara says Rosa shiv chalaya mashal aroy yecheskel babuzi ma'isam erkova. There was such a gilu shchina that all of the people, all the men and the women, everybody was so excited. They all saw gilu shchina. They saw greater gilu shchina than yecheskel babuzi. So on that occasion, when they get excited, they say Zeh keli. So what does it mean? Vianvehu. So the Tagamunkel is Taiches the Evnele Beis Magdusha. Nove, Miloshen Nove. Nove Shana. Nove means a home. So Zekeh Me'aveh means they see a Gila Shechina and they promise they're going to build a Beis Hamikdash. What's that this now? Now is the time to promise to build it. They're nowhere near. Yeah. They have to go to Eretz Yisrael. They have a long way to go. What's that this now? An idea? Yeah. When they'll get there, they'll talk about it. What's that this now? So some darshanim point out, or the Bali Musa point out, that when a person is on a high, let's say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person is chayzeh b'tshuva, whatever, a person on a yom, a person is in good mood. So sometimes we see nisim in the flesh, we see a lot of things, and then after a couple of days, there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, a difficult pasuk in Tehirim Torah so Avo Adshe Techpot, a shvera pasuk. There's the pasuk by the Shalosh Shavuos, by the Shalosh Shavuos, Hashbi Hakadosh Shvati Eschem Vedorosi Yerushalayim. So what does it mean in Tehirim Torah so Avo Adshe Techpot? So there's a pirush Haramban on Shir Hashirim. I think Rabbi Shevel Zechon Rocha claims that it's not by the Ramban, it's by someone else. Whatever, someone wrote a pirush that's miuchas to the Ramban. So he has a famous taicha on that pasuk when a person has feelings of Avatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strong emotions, he should convert it into some chayfetz. That's the taich Adshe Techpots. In Tiru and Torah, so Avo, it's a difficult taich how it fits into the pasuk, but that's how the Tiru
Chayfetz
Haramban. He should make a chayfetz out of it because Hargosh's feelings are just
fleeting.
Just floats in the air. You have to concretize it and put it into some object, and this object will always remind me of that sense of Ava Tovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what some of the Darshanim say over here, that they were on such a high, they said Zekeli Manveyu. So they said Zekeli, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever I'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll always be reminded of the Gilui Shechina that we saw, and it'll affect my life later, because if you're not going to do something concrete, you're not going to translate it into something lemaisa, it'll just blow over and you'll forget all about it. It won't leave a lasting effect.
I like that.